The education ministry in Peru is taking a great leap into the future. The government is buying hundreds of thousands of inexpensive laptops, hoping to bridge the huge achievement gap that consigns rural children to a life of poverty. That was the subject of a report by NPR's Larry Abramson yesterday on Weekend Edition. Today, he reports that the laptops are changing life in Peruvian villages, but in ways the government may not have intended.
Here's the philosophy that inspired technology gurus to develop a $200 computer for the third world. Oscar Becerra of Peru's Ministry of Education explains that the laptops his government is buying are a revolutionary step that turns traditional education on its head.
When a child is involved in the construction of a meaningful artifact, when there is an affective relationship between what he's constructing, learning occurs. That's the key of education.
Sound inspiring or just confusing? Well, it's both, as you can see if you visit any of the thousands of poor rural schools that are receiving these laptops.
Así se mueve mi cabecita, así se mueve mi cabecita. Date una vuelta, paisana, luego una zapateadita.
This little school is in the community of Vicho in southern Peru. It lies at 11,000 feet up in the Andes, and the air is thin. The rich agricultural landscape is so beautiful you almost forget how poor this place is. Francisca Pacheco is the principal here. She also teaches first and second grade, and just to split her into a few more pieces, Ms. Pacheco teaches in two languages at the same time, Spanish and the local Indian language of Quechua. Add to this mix some newcomers, a parcel of laptop computers purchased by the government from the One Laptop Per Child program based at MIT. The moment these little máquinas emerge, kids gather around them as though they were a warm fire on a cold night. Priority for those who have no electricity at home, Pacheco calls out. Most here have no power at home, so they show up each morning with dead batteries, and there's a rush for the classroom's few electrical outlets. Like most of these villages, Vicho has no internet access. There are no printers. The computers often appear to serve as elaborate word processors. But the kids are inventive, and they get the laptops to do what they need. People here say receiving the laptops is the first time the government in Lima has done something meaningful for them. Francisca Pacheco says that means a lot.
La verdad, es una cosa muy bonita que les está sucediendo.
It's been wonderful for the kids to be able to get a laptop. It's a gift.
Pacheco is one of those totally together teachers. She wears her hair short, and her grin never flags as she scurries back and forth between the first and second grade sides of the classroom. Though Pacheco is jazzed about these computers, she's not about to let some project from Lima mess with her lesson plans.
Hemos puesto reglas.
The ministry would want us to use the laptop every day for long periods of time, but we have decided to set rules in our school. And really, the laptop is only a tool for us.
At other schools, the laptops are conspicuous by their absence. Just down the road and across the river, there's another small school in Vilcabamba. It's just as poor as its neighbor and also serves a largely Quechua-speaking population. But for some reason, teacher Sandra Casafranca says her students have no laptops.
Pero sí que nos sentimos apenados por no ser una institución también que estaba con este proyecto.
We felt badly, Casafranca says. We wish we had received laptops. No one ever told us why we didn't. Casafranca says her students feel forgotten by their government. One of the goals of OLPC in Peru is to make these villages viable by bringing new skills and information to isolated areas. But Professor Eduardo Villanueva of Peru's Catholic University in Lima says OLPC will only exacerbate the brain drain from rural areas.
Kids are going to get skills that are going to be useful not in their communities, but outside their communities, in cities, and they're going to migrate. and they will leave those with lesser skills in the communities, and the communities will become poorer and poorer.
But talk to families and you see that all of these arguments are a little bit true. There's not much to do on a Friday night in the town of Arawai in central Peru. People wait to use the phone at the general store and watch one of the town's few functioning TVs. But in the home of Gladys and Ciso, evening is laptop time. Gladys cooks up some choclo, local corn, with the biggest kernels you've ever seen. At the kitchen table, her 12-year-old daughter, Gisela, shows us the car she has drawn using the paint program on her little laptop.
Aquí está la laptop.
As we talk, 3-year-old Rolando begs constantly for a turn on the computer. He grasps at the machine like a dying man begging for water. His sister pushes him away. She's responsible for the computer, and she doesn't want him to break it. Despite the discord, Gladys and Ciso is delighted that her kids have the chance to use a machine like this. And Ciso and her husband work their own land not far from here. It's 9 o'clock at night, and he still hasn't returned from the fields. Like people around the world, she wants her kids to get ahead.
No, I wouldn't want my son to work the fields. That's the reason that we're giving them this opportunity. So they can finish their school, they can finish their education here, and then they can go to Lima to continue.
For this family, educational advances meant to strengthen this small town could provide new reasons to leave and head for the city. Whatever the intentions of government and educators, the impact these computers have will be up to the kids who use them. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You can see how laptops compute in rural villages at our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.